All right, so you're gearing up for the ACCA SBL exam this March.
Yep.
And we're diving deep into the June 2024 examiner's report to, well, kind of give you the inside scoop.
Exactly. Cut through all that noise and see what really matters.
I think everyone studying for these exams feels a little overwhelmed, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So we'll break it down.
Yeah.
Look at how candidates did overall, then zoom in on those common pitfalls.
Right.
And, of course, how you can avoid them.
That.
So what jumped out at you from the June results?
Well, June was pretty similar to previous exams using this pre-seen format, you know, in the shorter exam time.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that that keeps coming up is candidates not really using the exhibits to their advantage.
So they're not really using those exhibits to back up their answers?
Yeah, which is, like, essential for SBL. You've really got to use what they give you.
It's like having all the right ingredients but not knowing how to bake with them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, kind of. And, you know, speaking of not using the tools properly, the report flagged a few.
Why?
Some recurring, I guess you could say, pitfalls.
Yeah.
One of the big ones is over-reliance on the pre-seen document.
So instead of digging into those exhibits for analysis, they're just kind of, regurgitating the pre-seen.
Yeah, basically. Copying or, you know, paraphrasing.
Which I'm guessing doesn't get you those precious marks.
Nope, not at all.
Why do you think candidates fall into that trap? Is it like misunderstanding what the pre-seen is actually for?
Maybe. Could be nerves or maybe time pressure, so they just grab what's easiest.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I think it often boils down to, well, not really grasping that the pre-seen is there to set the scene, give you context, right?
Okay.
The real heart of your answer, the analysis and application, needs to come from engaging with the exhibits themselves.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, the examiner called out tasks 1A and 2A specifically. What went wrong there?
Okay, so in task 1A, the CEO was asking about the potential impact of a joint venture on the company's brand and even wondering if a franchise agreement might be a better route.
Mm.
And a lot of candidates just missed those nuances and what the CEO was actually concerned about, you know?
Yeah.
And they just launched into these generic explanations of joint ventures and franchises without connecting it back to the CEO's specific worries or the company's brand.
So they missed that opportunity to tailor their response to what the task was really asking.
Exactly. And something similar happened in task 2A, which was all about the impact of a corporate social responsibility strategy on the company's stakeholders.
Okay.
Instead of honing in on specific stakeholders and how they relate to the company, you know,
uh-huh.
A lot of candidates just gave these broad overviews of CSR, almost like textbook definitions.
It's like they knew the stuff.
Right. They had the knowledge, but they weren't applying it to the PVS case study.
Yeah, exactly. And that seems to be another big pitfall the report highlights, this lack of application.
Yeah, big time. Just stating facts from the syllabus isn't enough.
You've got to apply it, right?
You have to show you can use that knowledge to, you know, to solve problems and advise the company.
Okay, so how do candidates avoid these pitfalls and really stand out to the examiner?
So the report gave some good advice.
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the most important pieces of advice is something we've already touched on, but exhibit analysis is key. Spend time, quality time with those exhibits. Really understand them.
Don't just skim them.
Exactly. Don't just skim them. You need to understand them. They're gold mines.
Yeah, I bet it's tempting to rush through them in the exam.
It is. Oh, it is. But they contain crucial details that'll help you build those strong answers. You know, like you need to find those nuggets and weave them into your response.
So you're connecting the dots between the information they give you and what the task wants.
Yeah, exactly.
And having a plan going into the exam could probably help with that, right?
Oh, a clear plan is essential. Think of it as like your roadmap to success.
Okay, your roadmap.
Yeah, it keeps your answers structured, balanced, and focused on the task, right?
So you don't go off on tangents.
Exactly.
All right, so we've got exhibit analysis, we've got planning. What else can help avoid those common traps?
Time management. It might seem obvious.
But it's crucial.
Oh, it's critical. It goes hand in hand with that plan we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And the examiner's report actually suggests how much time you should spend on each task, which is super helpful.
Can you give us an example of that?
Sure. Task 1A is worth 18 marks, so you should aim to spend around 32 minutes on it. Task 1B is worth 20 marks, so allocate roughly 36 minutes.
Okay.
Now, obviously, this is just a guide.
Yeah.
You might need to adjust it based on your own strengths and weaknesses.
Right. But the key is to have a budget for each task.
Exactly.
But it's not just about allocating time, is it? It's
yeah.
about using that time well.
Oh, absolutely. Don't waste time copying huge chunks of info from the exhibits or going off topic, you know. Stay focused.
Stay focused.
Yeah.
So it sounds like technical knowledge is just one piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
You need that application skill, plus, you know, smart time management to really nail it.
You got it.
And remember,
yeah.
the examiner's report isn't just about what went wrong.
No, it's a roadmap to what the examiner's looking for.
Like a cheat sheet, almost.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So it's not about dwelling on past mistakes. It's about, you know, using that information to your advantage in the future.
Exactly.
Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in a jiffy. We're back, and before the break, we were talking about how the examiner's report is like a roadmap to success.
Yeah, it really highlights what they value.
And one of the big takeaways was that it's not enough to just know the syllabus inside out.
Nope, you gotta apply it.
You need to show you can use that knowledge in the context of the case study, like with PVS.
Exactly.
You have an example of where candidates maybe missed the mark on that?
Yeah, Task 1B is a good one.
Yeah.
Candidates had to discuss how tech developments could help PVS grow.
Okay.
A lot of them could list, you know, the benefits of things like telehealth or AI.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't explain how those technologies could actually be implemented at PVS.
So they knew the what, but not the how.
Exactly. They missed that link between the theory and putting it into practice.
And we saw something similar in Task 2A, right, where they had to look at the impact of a CSR strategy on PVS's stakeholders.
Yeah. Many could talk about CSR generally,
right.
but they struggle to connect it to the actual stakeholders of PVS and how they'd be affected.
Like they didn't use those exhibits to find out who those stakeholders were and what they cared about.
You got it. Those exhibits are packed with info about PVS, its stakeholders, you know, everything.
You really got to dig into those exhibits to find evidence to back up your points.
Absolutely.
And that brings us to another important point, those professional skills.
Oh, yeah. The report really emphasized those.
Because they show you can think strategically and communicate your ideas well.
And behave professionally, too, which is key.
Right. Because remember, you're playing the role of a consultant or advisor in the SBL exam.
Exactly. You got to act the part.
So which professional skills did the examiner highlight as being super important?
Well, communication was a big one.
Makes sense.
Like in Task 1B, where they had to prepare presentation slides on the pros and cons of tech developments,
uh-huh.
the examiner wanted clear, concise communication that was tailored to the audience, you know?
Which was the board of directors in this case.
Exactly. You got to know who you're talking to.
Okay. Communication, what else?
Skepticism.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. The report stressed questioning assumptions and not taking everything in the exhibits as, you know, gospel truth.
So thinking critically.
Yeah.
Being able to spot inconsistencies.
Right. Like, can you see the potential problems?
Give us an example of what that might look like in the exam.
Okay. So in Task 2B, they had to evaluate a draft job description.
Uh-huh.
And the examiner wanted to see if they could spot issues with it.
Like ethical concerns?
Yeah. Or inconsistencies with PVS's values or goals,
yeah.
you know, could they raise those concerns in a professional way?
So it's about showing you're not just passively accepting info, you're engaging with it.
You're thinking for yourself.
And that's what a good business leader does.
Yeah. Absolutely. They assess, identify risks, make decisions.
Okay, so we've got communication, skepticism. Any other professional skills?
Commercial acumen was another one.
What's that exactly?
Basically, showing you understand the business side of things, the financials.
Okay.
Can you make recommendations that are realistic and, you know, make financial sense?
It's not just about coming up with wild ideas.
Nope. They need to be grounded in reality.
This examiner's report is a gold mine of info.
It really is.
It's like peeking inside the examiner's head.
Yeah. They're telling you what they want, what they value.
So how can our listeners use this report to really prep for March?
Don't just skim it. Read it carefully, take notes on those key takeaways.
And maybe even refer back to specific parts when they're doing practice questions.
Exactly. Use it as a guide.
This has been so helpful.
Yeah, do you hear it?
Any final words of wisdom for our listeners as they start their SBL journey?
Remember, it's not just about knowing the syllabus. You got to apply that knowledge, show off those professional skills, manage your time.
It's about thinking like a strategic business leader.
Exactly. And the report can help you do just that.